From the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter with this news. Representative Zach Fansler submitted his resignation Friday, effective February 12th. Fansler, a Bethel Democrat, resigned 6 days after a newspaper published allegations that he assaulted a woman in his hotel room. His resignation was announced on the floor Friday morning. Governor Bill Walker will have until March 14th to name someone to replace Fansler. By tradition, District 38 Democrats will nominate three people for Walker to choose from. And in a packed committee room on Saturday morning, nearly 30 people testified on House Bill 269. The bill would settle a debate over whether distilleries can serve mixed drinks in their tasting rooms. Bill sponsor Representative Chris Tuck said the new bill would clarify language from the 2014 law, House Bill 309, which he also sponsored, that established distillery tasting rooms in the first place. It also laid out regulations meant to keep them from acting like bars. One thing HB 309 did not address was whether non-alcoholic mixers could be used to make cocktails with a distillery's product. That ambiguity led to the recent 3-1 Alaska Alcoholic Beverage Control Board decision to restrict distilleries from mixing cocktails. Under the new regulation, they can separately provide customers with the alcohol in the mixer, but the customer must make the cocktail themselves. According to Representative Tuck, the original law was intended to prevent distilleries from acting like bars. But Tuck said it was never their intention to restrict cocktails.
I mean, do we want the AMCO board to be really regulating non-alcoholic drinks? Their role is alcoholic drinks. I mean, you can't add water to scotch. I mean, do we really want to have people just taking straight shots of alcohol?
The new regulation will take effect 30 days after being signed by the lieutenant governor. At the hearing, Representative Dan Sadler asked Tuck whether allowing distilleries to use mixers will further blur the line between tasting rooms and bars.
So is it your intent bringing this bill forward that there should not be any other further erosion in the distinctions, such that your intent is that there should never be stools to sit down or extended hours or entertainment or anything else that would make a distillery that could also sell mixers into a bar?
It's actually clarifications because it was never our intent that mixers wouldn't be allowed non-alcoholic. Our intent was to allow the mixers. The AMCO board seemed to have changed the last 3 years of tradition, and so we're just trying to set the record straight.
Of the nearly 30 people who testified Saturday, only three spoke against the bill. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee will hold another hearing on House Bill 269 before voting. And looking at weather for today, mostly sunny with a high near 31. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 24. And that's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom. For more local and state news, go to ktoo.org. I'm Adeline Baxter.